turtles. They was two different kinds, a hard shell and soft shell turtles. We didn't have so many soft shells. Hardly ever you'd find one of them, but oh, there was lots of the big old turtles. When Oldfields moved over there, they lived in our dugout before they got their house finished, and she had brought ducks with her, and a lot of little ones. Listen, they didn't last any time at all. The turtles caught them just as fast as they went to the water.
What did you call the dry land?
Terrapins. Terrapins.
I guess they really take care of little ducks.
Oh, are they those in the water real?
Did you ever make a turtle trap?
No, I never
did. Take a barrel and float a board down it, put something down the bottom of the barrel.
No.
Put a pivot on the board and the turtle goes out here and falls down in, can't get out.
And my goodness alive, how are we to be fascinated with it?
Just fill up the barrel.
Well, my goodness. Well,
put bread or something on the end of the board.
Well, for pity's sake.
It's automatic.
Well, yes, it would be.
Did you have those little insects that would fly around at night, flash a little light?
Yes, lightning bugs, we call them.
They're nice, aren't they?
Yes, they are. They're cute little things.
I like to see those as much, I think, as I do to hear bullfrogs.
They're friendly little things. I guess harmless.
How about those bugs that you get on you and when burrow under your skin and make you itch?
Chiggers?
Uh-huh.
Oh dear. Well, we didn't have so many of them up home that I remember, but here, that young boy that was here, bless his little heart, they used to see him alive when he was a baby. But I've used that chlorodyne around my place until he hadn't had any chiggers for the last 2 or 3 years.
Talking about it makes me itch.
All those things. And my boys used to go fishing down on the Beaver. They'd go down and fish for a chattel cat. And I had Hallie come home. Well, he'd just be almost sick. Just chiggers from his head to his heels. And,
they're miserable.
Oh, my. His was a one time especially.
How about stinging insects?
Oh, red ants was the worst thing we had. Red ants, and we didn't know how to get rid of them. At that time, I know one of our babies, the boy that was a baby when we moved down here, just big enough to crawl, and there was a red ant den just down from the house little ways, and he crawled down there and was sitting right in the den. The poor little Marlon. He was a mighty sick little boy, I think, so many of them stung.
My goofy daughter goes out and catches those.
My land of mercy, wonderful.
One of the kids in the neighborhood show her out and showed her how to do it. She didn't get bitten. She reaches down and gets them until they're pinching on her fingernail and they can't get hold.
For
she can just carry them around.
Oh, for mercy's sake, alive, yes. If she ever gets bit. Oh, those things do hurt so much.
Did you have bees around?
No, big old bumblebees, but no honeybees.
Do you have any other things like that would sting?
Wasps, and I guess they call them hornets. We used to have plenty of those.
What was the difference between the two?
Well, I don't know, unless the old, what we always thought was the hornets was the black ones.
Uh-huh.
And what we called is the old wasps, was those kind of a reddish colored, they're not red, they're kind of more, I don't know, tan, I guess you'd call them, not tan either.
Did they build nests up under the
eaves of your house? They do now. They didn't at home that I remember, but I've run into many, I know one of the men one time was raking hay and run into one of those nests. Now, I tell you, he and the horses both left there.
Oh, it's bad.
They are terrible.
Did you have those little insects like hornets that would build a nest of mud?
Yes, that.